This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Thomas Caldwell brings us in a film to review every second week now. This one, it's not Auntie Maud, Thomas Caldwell. It's Saint Maud. What an idiot.
It's fair enough. It's your birthday. You're allowed to make these mistakes. And happy birthday. Auntie Maud sounds kind of delightful, doesn't it?
It sounds like something that Whitnail and I perhaps would have been part of. Oh, no. Well, you know what I'm thinking of? Maud and I. Is that the film?
Yeah.
One of those. But this is anything but a Maud and I kind of film.
No, Saint Maud is a little bit more sinister. This is a really marvellous English horror film that, like many films, was affected by the pandemic last year, and it sort of got a release here and there at festivals, including in Australia, but now it's getting a small theatrical release in Australia, and it really bowled me over. It's this sort of very slow burn, very atmospheric, tense film that really plays with the boundaries between what we might regard as someone having a mental breakdown and what we sometimes view as religious faith. It's about a woman named Maud. It's set in the present day, and she's this very reclusive and deeply religious hospice nurse. And her latest assignment is she's caring for a terminally ill dancer and choreographer, a woman named Amanda Cole, who's played by Jennifer Earle. And Maud has this kind of detached professionalism towards Amanda at first and sort of disapproving of her lack of faith and her lifestyle. Amanda just finds Maud kind of both irritating and sort of intriguing. But the women start to form this kind of curious bond. But we know things are going to unravel. This is one of those films where it gives us a flash forward at the start of the film. It shows us a glimpse of what's to come, and it looks pretty gruesome. And so this tension starts to build as Maud becomes obsessed with the idea that she's on a mission from God to save Amanda's soul. And the whole film just gets really, really unpredictable. And I think that's where this is how this film works so well. We don't know how much you take this film at face value. I mean, it is a genre film, so maybe we can believe that Maud is actually in the service of God and she's trying to save Amanda. But we also start getting hints that she's got a traumatic background and she could be experiencing some kind of psychological break. You know, Maud does self-harm, although, again, we could view that as an act of religious self-flagellation. And there are these scenes where Maud seems to be filled with the power of God. But, again, it's really hard to read what's going on in the actor's face. Is this something that's euphoric or is it something that's torturing her? And as the film builds and builds and builds, and, you know, Maud does get ridiculed and exploited by Amanda and some of her friends, and it's a bit like Carrie. She's sort of a figure of victimization, but also we start to get the sense that she could be a very serious threat to others. And just this heightened anxiety and dread throughout the film is really powerful.
That sounds like torture, Thomas Caldwell, to someone like me. You have to enjoy the that sense of impending dread and that because people go, you know, to cinema for these heightened emotional experiences? Or is there more to it that I would also get out of it if I hate that feeling?
Yeah, look, this is not an exploitive film. This is not sort of the horror film as roller coaster ride. You know, It's not a slasher film. I mean, there are a few scenes where I jumped in my seat and put my hand over my eyes for sure, but it's not a film that trades on shock value in the gruesome. Although, having said that, the very final second of this film has stayed right with me. Like, it ends with an image that is still burned into my psyche. But I think there is something deeper going on. I think it is exploring this issue of this tenuous boundary between extreme faith and having a psychological breakdown. And that is something that could have been made really cheap and nasty. But I think this film deals with it with, I don't know if sensitivity is the right word, but with a little bit of dignity anyway. It's just an intriguingly constructed film. And it's fascinating that we get this We get this very almost subjective view of the world through Maud, and she's essentially an anti-hero. I mean, there's aspects of her that are both repellent but also sympathetic. So there's sort of a sophistication in viewing the world through the eyes of somebody that we know we can't trust, but we still feel quite a lot of empathy for, because we see some of the things she suffers. I mean, the lead performance in this film by emerging Welsh actor Morfydd Clark is astonishing. So I think it's going to be enjoyable just to see the film through how well crafted it is. The sound design is gorgeous and gets under your skin, and so much is made of the kind of bleak English seaside setting. I think it has more in common with some of those 60s masterpieces like Repulsion, or even Ingmar Bergman's Persona, in that it uses these subjective tools of cinema to deliver this psychological drama about a fractured identity.
I love talking to you about film because you make me feel like I'm smart too.
I get carried away, don't I?
No, I love it, Thomas Caldwell. It's so wonderful. The film that you have reviewed, and there will be a review online as well and as part of our ABC Radio newsletter, St. Maud is Thomas Caldwell's pick for today. You have to like a little bit of horror, but it sounds intriguing if you're happy enough to sit there and go through that intense experience. Thomas Caldwell, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
An absolute pleasure as always.
You're with Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.